KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM, live and local. We do have our Newsmaker 2 interview on the way here in just a moment. But first, we need to say good morning to Aaron Rodriguez with Riley's Fireworks. Aaron, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. And you guys have been open since, what, Sunday, right?
Yes, we opened on Sunday.
All right, good stuff. Of course, we're excited. Sean Thornton will be out hanging out with you guys for a little bit tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. Always a fun time. You guys always have a ton of stuff going on. Before we start talking about some of the specials people can find on fireworks at Riley's Fireworks, and before we even talk about tonight, let's let people know how to find you guys.
We are 5 miles east of town. Just take 6th Street basically all the way out of town, and we're about 5 miles past Casey's.
There you go. And that's it's Highway 50 kind of turns into like it's still Highway 50 sort of, but it goes out past Camp Alexander, right? And then they just stay on that
Correct.
For about 5 miles?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff. And it's really
You'll
and
you see get, our big sign.
There I was going to say, you guys do a really good job of letting people know where you're at. You have a kind of a shop there on the north edge of the property right there by a little parking lot area, and so shouldn't have any trouble finding it, whether you go out tonight while Sean's there from 6 to 8 or any time this week. Let's talk a little bit about tonight. You guys always have a lot of fun stuff going on when we're out there with you. What's on the agenda for tonight?
Tracy Shaved Ice will be here from 6 to 8, and for every $20 you spend, you'll get a free snow cone. And then there'll also be a disc golf clinic and Ring of Fire going on that Isaiah Esquivel and Carly Jordan will be here for.
There you go. And there's two local disc golf players that anyone who plays in some of the different leagues and stuff, especially the one out there at y'all's place out there where Riley's Fireworks is, they're familiar with those two names, I'm sure. And you guys,
always
let people register to win some fireworks, right, Aaron?
Yes, we'll probably have 2 to 3 drawings tonight for fireworks. The grand prize will be a larger assortment of fireworks, and then we'll have 2 smaller giveaways to do.
There you go. We're visiting with Aaron Rodriguez, Riley's Fireworks, 5 miles east of Emporia, Road 175. Basically, take Highway 50 out of town, go past Camp Alexander, and stay on that, and you'll see them. They're kind of on the right side of the road. You'll see them when you get out there about 5 miles east of Emporia. Other way to do that is go east on I-35 to exit 135 and then go north to the stop sign and then turn right or east and go about a mile and a half. That's another way to find yourself. I saw something you guys posted online the other day to not let anyone panic that you guys were going to be in short supply of fireworks this year. You guys made sure in advance you were going to be fully stocked for the 4th?
We did. We have been hearing all the rumors that there is short supply, which there is, definitely. But we put our order in very early this year, and we have a very full fireworks stand at this moment. If anybody wants to see how full it is, we posted a video on Facebook that they can check out. But we definitely have everything that we wanted to get this year. We've got
Well, and I know this is kind of a family endeavor. You guys have been doing this as a family for a while, right?
Yes, this is our 20th year. So a big year for us. We're hoping it's big as in sales as well. But, yeah, 20 years of doing this, so we've had a lot of fun doing it.
Awesome stuff right there. So talk a little bit about some of the specials you have, and I know you're excited about a new item you have as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of new items. We have a huge fountain. It's called the Energizer. It lasts over 5 minutes long, so that's the longest fountain we've ever had. We also have sliders. We've had people in the past ask us for those, and we finally got those this year. They're super fun. Kids can do them. Adults can do them. They're only 90 cents, and we've seen in town that they're $3. So we have them for 90 cents out here. We also have tons of artillery shells, I think. Let me look. 5 different huge ones and then several small ones. And then, like always, a huge assortment of parachutes, Roman candles, 500 grams, regular cakes. and lots of kids' items this year.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, I wanted to talk about the new 5-inch super shells, but one of the things that you guys always kind of take pride in is plenty of items for the kids, especially the younger kids, so they can enjoy, have some things to do and enjoy safely. And you always do a really nice job of having stuff like tanks and planes and, of course, the hens and the frogs and snappers, snakes, sparklers, things like that. So let's talk about that those 5-inch super shells real quick, Aaron, before I have to let you go.
So we have three different 5-inch artillery shells. They just go up much higher than your normal artillery shells. They're much louder. I think they are the biggest ones that you can technically buy in Kansas. So we have a large assortment of those. We bought lots of extras, thinking people would definitely want those this year.
There you go. So if you pride yourself on making noise and making sure you're seen, you need to get your hands on some of those 5-inch super shells at Riley's Fireworks, right?
Definitely, yes.
All right, Aaron, well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck here the rest of the week. I know Sean is out there tonight, 6 to 8, broadcasting live here on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, as well as our sister FMs, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9. What are your hours here the rest of the week?
We will be open every day from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. We can stay open later, obviously, if we have people out here, but we will for sure be open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. through the 4th.
There you go. And are you planning on being open on Monday, July 5th?
If we have anything left over, yes. Last year we had a very small of leftover stuff, and that was half price. So I would not wait until the 5th to hope to get any fireworks.
There you go.
If it's anything like last year, we won't have anything.
All right. Aaron, I appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron Rodriguez. Riley's Fireworks, 5 miles east of Emporia. Go out Highway 50 past Camp Alexander. 5 miles, you'll see them on the right side of the road. If it's easier, you can go east on I-35 to exit 135. Basically go underneath the highway, go north to the stop sign, and then take a right, go about another mile and a half there as well. And we're broadcasting live tonight. Sean Thornton is 6 to 8 p.m., so check that out. 828.